Harvey is forecast to strengthen to a Category 3 storm before reaching south or central Texas late Friday night or early Saturday morning. It's the first hurricane to hit Texas since 2008, when Ike crashed ashore near Galveston, killing 21 people in Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas, and causing widespread destruction. What may happen in the Florida Panhandle in South Alabama, according to Jason Beeman with the National Weather Service in Mobile, is up in the air for now.
Right now, the main threat for the local area, starting basically from Friday through the weekend, is an increased rip currents along the area beaches. A lot of wave energy is being produced by Hurricane Harvey, and that will start to make its way up to our beaches. So be very careful out there. Rip currents are nothing to mess with.
There's actually some drier air moving into the region from the northeast, with just a small chance of showers and thunderstorms here this weekend. Beeman says for now it's virtually impossible to gauge just where Harvey's impact will be felt after it makes landfall.
It's basically going to stall for several days. The steering currents are going to collapse, and it's just going to really meander over Texas through at least the weekend. There is a chance it could get pulled off to the northeast by the middle of next week, but we're not even certain of that at this point.
The high pressure building over the Panhandle is causing Harvey to move more to the west for the time being.
Right now, that is kind of our dominant weather feature. It's actually going to push some drier air again into our area this weekend, make the humidity values a little less, and feel fairly nice for late August.
But not all effects from Hurricane Harvey is limited to the beaches.
A lot of people don't realize that all the gasoline that comes into the state of Florida is brought in by a tanker ship. And a lot of that gasoline comes from refineries along the Gulf of Mexico.
Mark Jenkins is with AAA South in Tampa. Nearly half of U.S. refining capacity sits on the Gulf Coast, and nearly one-third of that appears to be in Harvey's path.
So there's obviously a lot at stake here with this hurricane heading toward these refineries. The concern right now is, what sort of effect is this hurricane going to have on these refineries? Will they shut down? How long will they be down? When do they recover and get back online and fully operational?
Numerous factors are at play when it comes to how Harvey or any other hurricane can affect oil production in the Gulf. Much of that evidence has to do with the strength of the storm.
A 1 to 2 category hurricane can leave a refinery down for a week or two. A Category 3 hurricane could leave a refinery down for several weeks, and so a Category 4 even worse. But also, how big of an impact this has on preventing shipments of gasoline coming from this region back over to Florida's coastline.
While Florida can get fuel from other refineries in Louisiana and Mississippi, Jenkins says just the threat of a hurricane also puts upper pressure on gas prices. But he adds that likely will not last.
This storm is coming at a time when we're reaching the tail end of the summer travel season. During the fall and winter months, we normally see gas prices declining. Once this hurricane leaves the area, refineries get back online, everything returns to normal, I would expect gas prices to start declining.
If there's a silver lining inside Hurricane Harvey for the local area, forecaster Jason Beeman says it's a reminder for those living along the Gulf Coast to update their emergency plan. Or develop one.
Know if you're in an evacuation zone. Know if you're prone to storm surge. Know where you would go if a hurricane were to come our way. Have all those things in order. That way, if a hurricane does come our way, it reduces some of that stress because you know you have a plan in place, and that will be better for you and your family.
Also monitoring the situation in the Gulf of Mexico is the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network. Meteorologist Jeff Huffman says of more concern now is the tropical wave called Invest 92 in the eastern Gulf, which is more likely to move in the general direction of Florida by early next week. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.